Tolerancing is beneficial for mass production, but how do we choose the correct tolerance? I think that experience plays the biggest role. The more practice you have applying tolerances, the better you become at it. However, we are starting with no experience. So how do we choose a tolerance? First, you want to know how your design functions. You don't want to choose an unnecessarily accurate tolerance or small size range. Tight tolerances cost money. But on the other hand, you don't want to choose a sloppy or large tolerance that interferes with the function of your design. Later in this section, we will discuss tolerance tables. These tables give a brief description of what each tolerance class is used for. This is where you should start. Also, you should be aware of the manufacturing equipment that's available to you. Each machine has its own capabilities for hitting specified tolerance levels.